Three, two, one. Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. I'm your host, Connor Kate, CTF Football, or the Slide Job Podcast on Instagram, and I am joined by my co-host, as always,
in the draft, Final Sports, Anthony.
That's true. This is the last time that we are going to try filming this episode of the Slide Job Podcast.
It's going to work today, Connor. It's going to work. It's party time. You know, I'm getting through it so far. It's just, you know, this is destiny.
This has to work. This has been over a month that we have tried to be doing this. But whether it be I was working, you were working, whether the podcast streaming platform wasn't working.
Whether Ryan Blaney got the poll or not, because he always does.
Uh-huh. We've been trying to get this thing filmed for a month.
His worst track, Connor.
Yeah,
His worst track.
We're going to be talking about a race from a month and a half ago, nearly.
His worst track. Isn't that the best part?
Yeah. Since we last did a podcast, let me go through the things that have happened. Larson won a race. Bowman won a race. We went to Coda. Briscoe won a race. It's been a while.
Chastain won a race.
Chastain won a race. And we're not going to be talking about Coda in this that much. We will speak on it.
No, I watched it. I watched it.
We will speak on it a little bit, but I didn't watch it because I was at work. And I also won't watch tomorrow because I'm also at work tomorrow. But I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I am totally fine with not watching that race.
Do you want spoilers then?
Yeah.
Ryan Blaney leads all 300 laps.
I'm sure that. Did you hear about the Xfinity race today? No cautions.
Really?
Yeah. Not
stage cautions, I assume.
Yeah. Not a singular one.
Interesting. Well, Ty Gibbs almost caused one at the end.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah, not bad.
Are you ready to begin?
Of course.
Cindric takes off. Oh, this is Auto Club, by the way, y'all. Cindric was on the pole the week after he won the Daytona 500.
68 spots, guys. I'll get to that.
Yeah, you'll get to it for sure.
Bobby Witt made the Royals roster. That's good. Sorry.
He did? That's nice. Now all I need. I just need Matt Brash already made the roster. I just need Julio Rodriguez to make the Mariners roster, please.
Yeah.
Adley would have made it. He got injured, though, so that's pain. Austin Cindric quickly to the lead until Erik Jones, of all people, who has shown pace since this has happened, takes the lead. We talked about this on draft number 14 of this pod, but I think there's a possibility for 16 unique winners this year from what we've seen so far.
I will go through my list again just because I know how much you want to hear that. So we have
– Yep.
We have, what, five right now? Five, six, five?
Cindric, Larson, Bowman, Briscoe, Chastain. Yeah.
Was Coda really the? No, there was a week before. There was a week after Phoenix before Coda, was there not?
Yeah, you're right. Atlanta, Byron.
Atlanta, Byron. Oh, so that was it. That's what, six?
Yep. Oh, I don't know. Okay. But. Whatever.
Wait. Cindric, Larson, Bowman, Briscoe, Larson. Wait, why did I say Larson? Briscoe, Byron, Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's six.
Mm-hmm.
Blaney, Logano, 7-8.
Mm-hmm.
That'll happen. Or maybe, well, Logano's, I don't know. Blaney's happening. If Blaney does not happen, I'm going to... I don't know what happened. He's the unluckiest person ever.
Chase leads in points. He'll get one.
Chase will get one. So that's what? Nine. Kyle Busch will get one, I would think. MTJ will get one. Hamlin will get one, probably.
I doubt it at this point.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe even tomorrow.
Yeah, possibly.
Who else exists? Harvick. I say Harvick will get one. Mm-hmm. SHR looks decent now. Harvick will get one. Or he's just washed. I think Suarez will get like four. I'm just kidding. I don't think it'll happen, but I think we'll get close.
Okay.
2020 had what? 14 winners?
Something like that.
I think it was 14. I could see that happening again.
But also, I mean, who'd you didn't mention Suarez. I think Suarez wins a race for sure.
I did. I said he wins four.
You said Suarez wins four races?
I did. I don't think you were listening to that.
I wasn't listening.
He's not winning four races, but I did mention his name.
Did you mention Bubba Wallace? I feel like he would win one. I have a feeling.
I think I got Wash Kurt win one before Bubba.
I don't know, man. Bubba just is always there at plate tracks. I know there's only one plate track left before the playoffs, but actually two.
There's two.
He could win either one of them. I would bet money that he wins one of those races. Yeah, so I definitely think 16-plus unique winners is very possible this year. And that's not good for Kyle Larson so far this year. Not good at all.
He's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I hope.
I'm more confident in him than you are.
Yeah, top lane working early on in this race, and then it just sort of evens out. Every lane was viable in this next-gen car. I'm very sad that
it was a great race.
I'm sad that we're making this thing a short track. Are we? Is it still confirmed?
Well, we might not. We might not. We don't know just yet. We might not. We don't know.
What's going on with that?
I guess it's not happening. They're supposed to be construction like next year, but now they're like debating again. I don't know if it's because of money or like other things, but we're not. It's not confirmed just yet.
Yeah. Well, I hope it doesn't happen. Kyle Busch saying it's killed. He actually wasn't, but he probably was.
Kyle Busch becomes better when he says it's killed. I don't know why he doesn't just like say it's killed like before the race starts so he can win.
I'm sure he has. Like at the pace lap, he's like, this thing's killed. I mean, probably did in practice one time, I would say, probably. And that's before the race happens.
It's killed.
It is killed. I would buy an It's Killed shirt. I'm not even a Kyle Busch fan. I would hack. Do that. Hack. Wouldn't buy a hack shirt because I haven't bought a hack shirt. And I could have bought a hack shirt, but I haven't.
Not a bad shirt, though.
No. Chase is fast on the oval, which seems impossible. Doesn't seem like it happens very often. Ty. I don't know who Ty. Oh, Tyler Reddick on the outside.
I don't know who Ty is.
I was like, Ty Gibbs or Ty Dillon? No, neither of them. Kyle Busch dies tire. And you can't move with the tire. It's not how that works.
Hey, Eric Jones had a good day that day.
Logan Paul just got that was funny. You had to be there. That was funny.
Hey, so I just want to say it to everyone real quick. This is not NASCAR related, but the Giants beat the Dodgers 10-2 today.
Yeah, Craig Kimbrell was terrible, and I called that. The moment that trade happened, I'm like, yeah, it's not really that good for either team.
I don't know if Craig Kimbrell pitched today.
He did.
Oh, he did?
He gave up 4 hits and a home run and a double, 2 doubles.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Well, anyway, the Giants won. So.
That is good. And maybe we'll get the MLB season preview soon on the Connor and Anthony Talk About Things podcast. Would you be up for that?
Who is Dean?
A Dean?
I don't know, some dude on our team. I don't know who it is.
I don't know. It probably is going to be a freaking MVP candidate this year. I mean, based on how y'all develop players. Let's see. You can go ahead and talk about – no, actually, I will. Larson's crew is really good. You know whose crew is not good, and you can talk about it now.
Ryan Blaney. So Ryan Blaney's crew in this race, Connor,
mm-hmm.
cost Ryan Blaney 68 spots on pit road.
Yeah, that seems impossible.
That is an unreal amount. The entirety of this race, driving to about second or third, and then being messed up by his crew and falling back to about 14th. At one point, Blaney went from 17th to 5th, or like 3rd, I believe, in one lap. It was off a restart. It was the greatest lap I've ever seen in my life. Dude just flew. It was like when you play Heat on easy mode and you just go around everybody. It was great. I loved it. And then with about 25 to go, Larson is in the lead. And Blaney is catching him on better tires. If the race goes green, Blaney wins. But, you know, it's raining, so it doesn't happen. You know?
I think Larson, based on what Larson was doing in this race, would have wrecked him on accident. He would have been like, oh, sorry.
You know, that wouldn't have been surprised.
But
yeah, I forget that happened, actually.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That incident happened.
Chase gets the lead, and he's super-duper fast. But then he smacks the wall in the lead. Shows how hard these cars are to drive, and I really do appreciate that. And something I've noticed so far this year that I really like is the composite bodies on this. A-plus, dude.
Composite bodies, baby.
Love it. No cars are, like, of like little dents that would have taken cars out in previous years. You can stay in and win races this year.
I wish I had a composite body.
It's a fact. Kyle Busch back on track, more issues. And then Tyler Reddick needs surgery in his left knee. There's a reference for you. Rey Mysterio was just wrestling, so they just had to make that reference.
I don't get the reference, but that's okay.
Will.
Oh, hopefully. Get out of here! Get out, bro!
Tell them what we're watching currently.
UNC Final Four. Preview mm-hmm. for Connor.
Mm. Half Duke, because I want to say, I like greatness. I like coaches that are great. I don't like players specifically that are great, but I love when coaches.
The homeless man stepped out of bounds.
I'm also half North Carolina because they were my biggest wild card pick. And if my biggest wild card pick and my actual pick for the championship met in the championship, that'd be a pretty good look for me.
So I don't care.
So, yeah, I don't care. Josh Balicki died. Which was upsetting because he's a friend of the show. If you're listening, Josh, who are you rooting for? Let us know in the DMs.
We'd love to have you on someday, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's actually, you know what? He's not bad. He's actually good.
He's a 5-time champion of the sport, so he's got to be pretty decent.
But for real, he's actually not bad. Let's see. Larson gets to eighth. He goes intense, and then Cindric and Martinsrux Jr. make contact. A lot of these notes just happen around Larson. It's just how it goes with me. I just
don't remember half of this race.
Take more notes about Larson than anybody else. Tyler Reddick won stage one. Did you remember that?
I do.
You do remember that?
Wait, no, I didn't. And then Tyler Reddick won stage two.
Thanks for spoiling.
Eric Jones had a good race.
Yeah, here's something that happened.
Larson wrecked Chase into the wall.
Custer was running top 10 at one point in this race. Good for him.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes he looks like an actual competent race car driver.
Other times, not as much.
Other times he looks like a bull racing.
Cole Custer, you could say.
You could.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. Keselowski, you remember when Keselowski spun and nearly got hit by four cars? That happened in this race. That was fun.
Oh, yes. I don't know how Denny survived that.
Yeah.
Seems like Keselowski spins or gets spun about every 2 seconds. Not gets spun.
Who's
just
here?
Spins himself.
Oh, cool. Gable Stevenson. Like an actual legit wrestler from Minnesota, like an Olympian.
Hey, tell the people who I thought Bruce Willis was.
You thought he was a wrestler. I don't know what Bruce wrestler Willis you is. Thought he was. Did you think he was like Mr. T or something? Like, is that
is
what you're thinking?
Is there a Bruce wrestler? Is it?
No.
Bruce Brown? Is Bruce Brown a person?
Bruce Brown is a basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets who died against the Bucks, sadly. So you thought he was a basketball player?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was a wrestler. Is there a wrestler whose name is Bruce?
I don't think there is. Bruce the Shark and Finding Nemo.
You should have seen my Wordle today. It was great.
Haven't played yet. But
I
did get.
I won't show you.
I did get Podle in 5 today, which was impressive.
I got Podle in. Dude, I got. Have you done Wordle?
No. Because I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay, so I'll just tell you then. So I guess Matt Chapman was my first guess, right?
Uh-huh. Was Matt Chapman?
It was not Matt Chapman. I had everything wrong besides he bats right-handed and throws right-handed. That's all I had. I put in Tyler O'Neill. It was Tyler O'Neill.
Wow.
It was beautiful. I loved it. I thought it glitched. I was like, wait, am I done?
Was that today?
Yes.
Let's see. Reddick.
I only told you because you said you wouldn't be able to do
it. Yeah. I might try it tomorrow to see how good I am at it. I'm probably going to be terrible at it.
Have you done Weddle?
Weddle? Football?
Yes.
Oh, I've not done Weddle. Let me do Weddle later. Don't tell me what it was today. Okay. I didn't even know Weddle was a thing.
Okay.
Yes. Reddick, utter domination. Could be his day.
It's not.
It's not. I love... Do you remember what Joey Logano said to Matt Kenseth?
Hey, friend.
Yeah. What did it sound like he said, though?
Hey, prick.
Yeah. I don't know which one it was.
I'm pretty sure it was friend. I'm 99% sure it was friend.
I didn't
really hear prick the first time until I had someone like, I read it on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it was uncanny, and I thought that was very funny. But he said friend, which is also funny, but not as funny.
Do they still hate each other, or are they like over it?
I would say that Logano's probably not the biggest fan of him.
I say you get them in the booth together.
That would be fun. I love Logano in the booth. Legitimately, Logano is my favorite guest they have that does races.
Yeah, Logano's great. I love when Logano and Blaney do it together.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're really good.
Blaney's actually solid.
I just want Logano to be an announcer after he retires.
He's better than Boyer and Jeff Gordon, that's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Almirola saved a wreck in practice and then did it again in the race. It was pretty impressive. He actually started off the year with like five straight top tens, which is very impressive. Eric Jones has been really good all race long.
He does that.
So see if he could win maybe. Tyler Reddick dies. This is a blown tire, correct?
Oh.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then can we talk about what William Byron did?
Three tire Willie.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, oh boy.
Just killed the man. He didn't even break. He's like, oh, there's a wreck. Let me go into that for real quick. And then we get like
Scott Speed.
Yeah. Then oh yeah, he did. And then we get the final 25 laps of the race. Chase Elliott got a massive pit stop. 5+ spots.
Why do all the Chase fans complain about how his pit crew is so bad? They literally won the competition last year for best pit crew, and they did that earlier. They're like, oh, his pit crew is the worst. I go, I don't want to hear it, man.
Now, they're not good. I will say this is true. They're not good. I don't know if there was some turnover on that pit crew. They're not good. That was a good pit stop, but overall they have been not good this year. But Blaney's pit crew is worse. Huh?
Can we switch crews?
Larson's crew has been inconsistent this year. You know whose crew I want? I think the best crew was the 42 the past couple years, and I think it's the one now.
I don't think they're the best. They're probably decent, but I don't think they're the best.
Just
like Kyle Busch's crew is solid.
Probably. They all wear different color shirts. Logano.
Oh, yeah. What? I said M&M's.
Yeah. Logano to the lead. And then we get what happens. You want to talk about what happens between Larson and Elliott?
So Logano and Larson. Is it Logano and Larson?
Mm-hmm.
Are racing side by side for the lead, going into one. Chase Elliott goes high to make it three wide going into the corner. And Larson just moved up, checked him in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why. Oh! Jelly from number zero.
It was not good. It was not a smart move. Usually don't see him make those kind of moves, I'll be honest. Larson's usually smart in what he does, and that was not smart. And he wrecked his teammate. What?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question here.
Okay.
If Blaney and Larson, for the next 20 years...
20.
Just switch. Okay, well, we'll say 10. For the next 10 years, switch seasons every year. So, like this year, Blaney would have, what was it, 10 wins and win the championship, and Larson would have 3 wins.
Yeah.
And every year it switches. Would you take that?
Sure. Why not?
Like, not knowing it happens, obviously, but like, just like that would happen.
If Larson won 3 races and made, what did Blaney make? The round of eight last year?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with that.
Okay, I would do that too because I would just have my.
And then the next, I mean, that would guarantee Larson what 3 more championships,
5 championships.
4 more,
yeah. Blaney would get 5 more. I think Blaney's gonna have a solid year, man. I really do.
Let's see. Todd Gilliland, by the way, just runs 20th every race. Friend of the show. He's good too. I'm not biased, I promise. These guys that are friends of the show are just actually good at NASCAR.
If he was a friend of the show, we would not mention he was a friend of the show.
Yeah. Boy, if Josh Blicky had a better car, I would really do enjoy that. But it's not.
Me too.
Then Suarez in the final five. Suarez in the final two laps, dude, took the lead. Or with that four to go, he took the lead. Yeah. And then he just let Larson go by him and couldn't get past him. And then Austin Dillon passed him. All kinds of weird stuff. Larson won.
You knew
but...
he was going to go high. Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't Larson? I mean, Daniel, mi amigo, come on.
If we are not, what's that meme? If we're not like friends, we're not amigos, we're something. I don't know. It's a good meme. It's a good meme. Yeah.
I'm talking about the line.
So I know after Daytona, you told me, you said, hey, man, Chevy is not going to be as good as Ford this year. This race was Chevrolet only.
That's not what I said. I just said Ford was the manufacturer to beat, and not Chevy is the manufacturer to beat. Well, I guess except when it comes to poles, but that's besides the point.
Chevrolet is just the best thing. So, Larson won. What'd you think about the race? Hello? 2-1. And Larson won the race. And how'd you feel about it?
I felt like it was a good race. I did. The next gen so far has ticked about every box I could ask for. So, I mean, at that point, I didn't really know that, but I thought it was a good race. I really enjoyed it. I hope they don't turn it into a short track because the race was great. A lot of different groups. Obviously, wish I had a pit crew and everything. But other than that, yeah, that was a good race. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Time to talk about Vegas. This race is unmemorable. It was good, but I don't really remember
I don't even remember watching Vegas. Oh, yes, I do.
Did you watch Vegas?
I have part of it.
Short man to the back of the field. I repeat, short man to the back of the field.
All right, ready?
Yeah, he did. He got sent to the back. He pulled a Larson.
Bell with an MTJ.
Bell won the pole for this race. And then ran.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you didn't watch first, like, and you just joined in like in the second stage. So I'm gonna blitz through this crap for a minute. Bell has a rocket ship. Kyle Busch is also very fast. Bell leads in the competition caution. Really good stop for Blaney actually in this race. He gained like four spots.
I remember this race now.
Larson had issues and got sent to the back of the field. Cool, good for him. Custer spun. That happens every other race. Blaney and Bowman 1-2 at Vegas. Seen this one before. This happens in the past. This has happened in the past.
When?
2020, dude.
At Vegas?
Yeah, second race of the year at Vegas.
You mean Auto Club?
Dude, it was remember the week before Auto Club?
No, I didn't watch that race.
Yeah, but you literally talk about that race all the time.
Oh, yeah, because Blaney should have won. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Haley spun.
I think it's about every other race.
Haley spun, and then Dylan was the reason for that. It was pretty obvious. It was his fault. He didn't do it on purpose, but he wrecked him. Reddick got around in the grass. He had issues all week, so it was not really that surprising. Blaney's pit crew, another gained spot. On this stop, it was very impressive to see them gain spots. Don't see that often. MTJ sped, which that happens all the time. So the top, I think you started watching around this point. The top four was Kurt, Corey LaJoy, Cole Custer, and Eric Almirola.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
So that's funny. Larson made a pass four wide, which is really impressive that he did that.
Larson is not a bad race car driver, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. Chastain, I think this was the first race where I realized, oh, holy cow, Chastain's actually really good this year. I knew he was going to be good, but like this early, like he ran top 10, I think, at Auto Club, but he really ran good here at this race in a great scheme. You say it wasn't good. I loved it. I know there's pink on the back.
Oh, it was disgusting.
I know there's pink
worst
on the back.
Worst scheme of all time. Worse than any Ricky Stenhouse in your scheme.
That's not true, and you know that.
It's really close. I'm not going to lie to you. I hated that scheme so much.
Have you seen the Slim Jim scheme that they're running with the Slim Jim logo at the very bottom of the car? man.
Yeah, that's a good scheme.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Suarez died. He got hit in the wall real hard. Let me go through the chain reaction of events that happened there. Jones got into McDowell, who got into Briscoe, who turned Suarez. So, unfortunate for Suarez. Brad Keselowski died, and then Brad – was it Brad that wrecked Blaney?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember this, so if you want to explain it, you can.
Brad spun out in front of Blaney, and Blaney was wrecked into it.
Interesting, interesting. And I have written down here, and we can debate this, but I think you agree. Chastain is a future Cup Series champion. This is going to happen. I don't know when. I don't know if it's with Trackhouse.
I agree with this. I am a big Ross Chastain guy.
Ross Chain.
That's my boy. Ross Chain.
We got a nickname alert. Didn't expect it, but Ross Chain.
Chain with Ross Chastain's face on it. It's the Ross Chain.
It's the Ross Chain. Ross Chastain. Larson gets super loose. He did this multiple times in this race where he nearly just wrecked for no reason. He never did, though. Briscoe and Cindric both die. Both of them been very good to begin the year, by the way. I like both of them. Bowman got penalized, and he went to the back. And this was like 100 laps left. So this is impressive from Bowman, no? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Cool. Christopher Bell spun. Harrison Burton was also. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Harrison Burton spun. I think Harrison Burton's going for the record for most accidents involved in that he's not involved in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not caused anything, but he's in all the wrecks. Eric Almirola actually has been good to start the year. 3 straight top 10s. Chastain got to the lead. And Chevrolet, I think they had the top 3 were all Chevrolet at one point. Just insane team, bro. They're all good.
Logan Paul.
Did you see the thing? Did you see it?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I did it. And then he got slammed.
Yeah, and then he got slammed. Look at his face. It's so funny. He's like still happy when he's getting skull crushing finale. It's so funny. Custer Stalls. I love Danica Patrick on commentary, by the way. She was great. I thought she was great. And then Bowman came back from the back. This is so impressive from Bowman. He was actually really quick in this race. I think the only reason that people think he didn't deserve to win is because he was like in the back, and some people started watching late in the race, where Bowman was in the front early on in the race. Like, he was good all day.
Yes, he was. He won the first stage of the race.
Yeah. Mike Joy took a random shot at F1. I don't know why. It was very funny, though. I don't remember what it was, but it was funny.
I might go to F1 in Vegas next year.
Cool. That'd be fun.
It would be cool.
Denny Hamlin spun on pit road for the second time this year.
Wow. Yeah, that's almost like it doesn't happen. It's almost like it happens all the fucking time. All the time.
4 wide restart. That didn't seem too smart for me at this track, but they did it. They did it.
No, it doesn't seem smart.
Chastain, less fast than he was, but still top 5 car. And then we get the end of the race where it's like Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. runaway. It was like a 2019 battle between them. Like, it was very reminiscent of when they would battle like every week. And then we got like crossovers. There was like 8 crossovers in 3 laps. It was really cool to watch.
Oh,
this.
That makes me feel so much better.
What?
So
here we go.
I'll explain after.
Okay.
I'll explain when we're done.
Between Truex and Kyle Busch.
I don't remember it. Oh, that was great. Oh, I loved it. That was really cool. I enjoyed it. It was like, who's going to win? Is it going to be MTJ or Kyle Busch? You didn't know. You know, because that's like kind of what made it entertaining is you didn't know. Analysis.
Yeah, I know. The most basic analysis of anything I've ever heard there.
Cargo room fast in circle. You don't know who wins.
Thanks, Booger. Back to me.
Hey, don't call me that.
Then Eric Jones hits the wall. And then that's what. Oh, by the way, Bubba nearly missed this thing. It was would have been really cool. But
remember
then
when
we had
Bubba,
all the Hendricks
like,
come in
had
for
Logano on top of him.
Yeah, that was fun.
I enjoyed.
Not in
oh,
like
that was
a weird
terrible
way.
Pass by 45. No, not like on
what did
top of
Brady
him.
Manning do?
More
Here we
like,
go. Let's see. Yeah, it wasn't ideal. It wasn't ideal for Brady Manning.
What's the homeless dude's name?
Brady Manning.
It's a bad name.
Then you get a good stop for Larson here. It was a good stop for Kyle Larson. But it was risky because I think it was like everybody came in except like – I think everybody came in and some guys took two. I think it was like Byron, Bowman, and Kyle all took – or Larson all took three. And so it was
three
impressive.
Tires?
Yeah. Three tires. Yeah, it took two. William Byron took three because that's his nickname. Three tire
Why
William
is that
Byron.
His nickname again?
Because he was running on three tires in Indianapolis a couple years ago for like a lap.
He was?
Yeah, it was, you made it up. You were the
I
one
know,
that,
but I don't remember why I made it up. I don't know like the actual like context.
I think it was that. Maybe it was like Richmond or something. I don't know. But he was running on three tires for like a lap.
Because he's overrated.
He did win a race in it.
But does he deserve to win it?
As much as Bowman deserves to win any Bowman race that he's ever won. As much
Ryan
as
Blaney deserves to win a race. You can admit that.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not
talking
why are we
about that right now.
Why are we talking about this? You started, you brought it up. I like how you're
I'm
also
just
like,
saying.
Also how you're, I love how you're like, man, Byron doesn't deserve to win the Atlanta race where he led 40-something laps. I'm not gonna mention the fact that Blaney won a race where he led zero laps besides the last one.
Well, no, you have to lead a lap to win a race. That's not true.
I said besides the last one.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
And then Bowman won. Bowman won this one. He just snuck another one. Larson, I feel like, could have won this race. And I'm gonna pull a U and admit, like, I like how, like, even sometimes, and I think sometimes you even know. You just play a character. Sometimes the races you say that Blaney will definitely win, I think even you can admit some of them he wouldn't win. Larson could have won this race, but not really. He ran a stupid line in the final corner because every other turn he was running like high or side by side with Bowman all the way. But then the final turn, he didn't do that. And if he had just done it, he would have won the race, but maybe not. I don't know. But yeah. Bowman won that one and didn't not deserve it.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. I feel my as much as I like saying that, oh, they don't deserve to win, my philosophy on that is if you can put yourself in a position to win a race and get lucky, you deserve to win.
Except for, and I'll make a change to that. If you're down by like a second on the last lap and the guy in front of you wrecks, I feel like that's not a deserving win.
I still like, feel like if you're in a position to the point where that can happen to you, you deserve it.
You're
obviously
saying
you got lucky.
But are you saying that Alex Bowman really deserved to win Pocono last year?
Okay, he didn't deserve to win. Okay, well, maybe that's the wrong terminology. He did not deserve to win the race, but it's not like – I don't know how to word it. But you
Here's how you
word point.
It. Here's how you word it. He did win. Good. Like, he did win the race.
Here, how about this? He didn't deserve it, but he didn't not deserve it.
He didn't deserve it, but he did win. And that's good for him. And no one can take away a win. But they don't do it.
Except for the one time they did that. Again, with the, what's his name?
Harvick?
No. Didn't they do it with like the first ever black dude to win a race? And then take
Yeah, when. No, they did not. They gave him the trophy. But no, they didn't give him the trophy. They gave him the money. But gave the trophy to somebody else so no one would get mad.
Wendell Carter, whatever. No, it's not.
Nope, that's not him. That's an Orlando Magic
player.
Power Forward, yeah.
What's the dude's name?
Wendell Green? Wendell Moore? Wendell
it's
Moore
a
is
Wendell.
On... Yeah.
That's the Duke guy.
Yeah. Wendell Moore is on Duke, yes.
One day, I'll figure it out.
You look it up, dude. Look it up. Look it up. We got to know. Let's now transition to a race you were at, friend. Phoenix, how did you like it?
Wendell Scott.
Yeah, Wendell Scott.
Scott, yeah. Maybe Scott. Okay. So I was at this race.
Yep.
I took the long trip from my home in California to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this race, got the early, great atmosphere. Loved it. Beautiful. I met Eric Estep, friend of the show, Eric Estep now, Connor.
Yep. Friend of the show, Eric Estep.
He's the only one that actually know we have a show. So
mm-hmm.
really nice guy. He was cool. Race was great. I got to stand on the racetrack. That was exciting. Got to I gave a lot of drivers fist bumps. Mm-hmm. I haven't washed my hands in a while. I should touch them. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm joking. Race was good.
Actually, by the way, I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention because we were watching where we're doing this, but apparently Logan Paul did really good. So good for him.
Yeah, the race was okay.
The double you'd love to see it.
Quadruple
Well, that was on you. I didn't say at all.
it was a meh race. You know, it was the first kind of like, it wasn't a bad race, but it definitely was like the first, like, and that was okay, race of the next gen era, which I felt like, mm-hmm. if you told me before the year, Connor, that it would take till Phoenix to have a meh race, I'd be thrilled. And then it followed it up by two good races after that. So I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't have a ton of notes on this race because I didn't watch it because I was at work for this one. But you gave me updates live from the studio. So let's talk about it. One of the notes I have written down here is dog leg. That's all.
Yeah, they went pretty wide on that one.
Yeah. Blaney dominates. He won the pole for this race, which I was upset with because Larson was one corner away from winning the pole. He botched the turn. He botched turn four, just like he botched turn four at Las Vegas. Blaney and Hamlin both sped on pit road, which seems like a very Denny Hamlin thing to do.
But you know what? It's not a Ryan Blaney thing to do. Ryan Blaney
doesn't speed much. He does
except
get flagged.
When he's qualifying.
He does get flagged for a bad pit crew. All
that,
the time.
He does.
Yeah. Then we get a wheel that falls off a car and Cody Ware nearly hit it, which would have been cool. I would love to. I want to see what happens with a composite body when it hits a tire. That's just me. But I would like to see that. Blaney and Chastain nearly died. They both got together. You didn't see this, but I told you about it. And it's funny because, man, Blaney and Chastain just get together almost. But it's, like, weird because they kind of had a thing, but they didn't because Blaney didn't do anything. Huh?
Who?
Blaney and Chastain, like, sort of always nearly wreck each other. But no one talks about it.
Yeah, I get scared when Chastain's around him.
Because, like, I guess they had that one thing at the Daytona Road Course, except for they really didn't because Blaney didn't do anything.
This is hilarious. So, a Yankees, like...
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I didn't really send it to you.
That is hilarious.
It's sad. It's very sad. Elliott got fast in long runs. Todd Gilliam was running 18th, dude. I think we're understating how good Ty Gilliland's been this year. Ty Gilliland is running top 20 consistently in the car Anthony Alfredo ran four laps down in last year. That is impressive. That is impressive. Kyle Larson blew an engine. Was that what happened?
Something. I don't think it was the engine, but something stopped working.
Mm-hmm. Then Blaney pit crew cost in this race. Is that what happened?
Yes. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't know if he would have won, but it would have been close. He was dominant in that race. He led like half the race. I don't know if it. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Chase Elliott.
The car kind of fell off towards the end, but
Chase Elliott spun on like last lap. Yeah. I believe. And Briscoe won. For Briscoe, I love that he prays after every win. That's a cool tradition. It's like a Tony Stewart thing. But you know what I mean. Like, climbing the fence and, like, backflip. That's something that he can make famous, Briscoe, who, in my opinion, is also a future Cup Series champion. Love Chase Briscoe. He's been really good this year. And you were there, so you enjoyed your experience at Phoenix? Hello. As a whole.
I thought it was really fun. I was there last fall for the championship race. I had the infield pass this time. Last time I didn't, so it was definitely kind of a different experience. I very much enjoyed it. I think it's a track that everyone should definitely check out at some point or another. Again, obviously not like a barn burner or anything, but I enjoyed it. It was a good race. I had fun. Good atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time for the fourth race of this, which is Atlanta. I watched all of this race, so I got a lot of experience in this one. Blaney to the lead early, then Briscoe got by him, then Kyle Busch got by him, then Chase Elliott got by him. This race, if anything, I know a lot of people didn't like it. Some people did. A lot of lead changes in this one. Haley died, but he'll do that occasionally. By the way, was it Haley? I mistyped that. It was
Noah Gregson.
Yeah, it was Gregson. You're right. That's who it was.
Gregson.
I'm gonna say Gregson. It's not spelled that's not Greg. How you pronounce it, though. I know, but it's
but
not.
That's not how you say it. No, okay. I'm telling you, it's not how you say it.
Gregson.
Who's right?
You're right. I just don't like that you're right.
I'm right.
That's like pronouncing, you know, I don't even know. But it's just not how that
Connor,
looks.
Coner. It's Coner.
Yeah. Like, it's not how that looks.
C-O-N-N-E-R.
This was a very super speedway race. You agree with that?
There's six super speedways.
Yeah. And this was a super speedway, and I thought it was a really good super speedway. Chastain and Reddick. Very good early on in this race. Chastain, Byron, and Reddick then sort of pulled away in like a three-car pack. Ricky Stenhouse running what I might call the worst scheme ever. Kroger.
Not as bad as Chastain's scheme.
It was a Kroger car with green on it, completely separate. And then the pickup order logo was at the very bottom of the hood. Like, I know you didn't like the pink on Chastain's car, but the rest of it was good. Like this was
right. I didn't
like
the rest of it either. I didn't like the rest of it.
All bad.
I don't like the random person's face on it. It's like the potato salad. It doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm. I guess like Harton on that scheme. Good for her getting a NASCAR. train racing, which I
So I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Dolly Parton is?
I've heard her name. I don't know what she does.
She's a country music singer and, like, legit, like, maybe the most famous country music singer besides, like, Elvis, maybe.
Elvis isn't a country artist.
I would say Elvis is country. I mean, not like that. Not country, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, from the South. Blues, country.
Yes. Yeah.
Train racing. I'm fine with it. I've always said this. But you and me have both said train racing in plate tracks as long as it's not the entire race. Kyle Busch, underratedly unlucky, I might say. Just never gets luck going his way anymore. It's kind of weird. Christopher Bell took the lead. Then Wash Kurt took the lead. Then Ricky Stenhouse took the lead. Then Justin Haley took the lead. And then we get a wreck that had Larson, Reddick, Wash Kurt, LaJoy, and Logano in it. LaJoy would survive this to crash, and he'll be back later on in the race. Blaney and Harvick then go to the lead in the front line. Stenhouse, Cindric, Jones, and Harvick all die. I don't remember how these wrecks happened. I just remember that they did. Then Larson wrecked Christopher Bell, and I audibly laughed. Revenge for Bristol last year. Then I need to ask Blaney something. Please stop passing Larson at Atlanta. I don't get why you have to do it every time.
Because he's better.
And then we get Larson DNFing after making it all the way back to third after nearly DNFing. Oh, holy crap. Please don't be Shane, bro. This might be a little bit... Okay, come on. Cody, dude. Cody.
What?
Wrestling, bro. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Larson is wrecked at every plate track since joining Hendrick. He's not finished a plate track race since joining Hendrick Motorsports. Not one. He is finished. Elliott to the lead after nearly dying. And then with the power of Black history, Greg Biffle is back and competing for top 15s in NASCAR. You love to see it. Cody yeah, Ware.
To see.
Cody Ware. Did you notice how hard Cody Ware hit the inside wall?
Oh yeah, like, no, that was not a soft hit.
That was a tough hit.
Yeah, that leg got hurt.
At the end of the race, very super speedway, heart pounding style of racing, and got to his friend Ryan. Like, Ryan wouldn't win the race. Ryan was in like seventh, but didn't need to wreck him. Bubba, unfortunate. Yeah. And now William Byron won. So good for William Byron getting his yearly win. He won't get another one this year. But good for him to get his one win. And he's qualified for the playoffs. This race was freaking amazing. And my race of the year so far.
Yeah, I liked the race. I did. The race objectively was a good race. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
No, don't even say that you think that the original Atlanta is better because we don't like Atlanta.
No, no, no. Not what I'm saying.
I heard a butt coming. What's the butt?
There is a butt. There is a butt, but it's not that. It is better now than it was. But I don't think six super speedways. I think six super speedways is too much.
As a Larson fan, as a Larson fan. Who knows that is six races that Larson will DNF. I still think that it is fine to have six super speedways. Eight, they might turn Texas into one. That would be too much. But
too
six,
much of a good. I think four is a good. I think four is good.
But, like, we only get, like, one every month and a half still. Like, it's still spread out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And William Byron
won. Good race. Great race. I'm just saying. It was a good race. I'm not denying that. Look at race.
And now let's dabble in Circuit of the Americas. Larson was slow the entire race. Byron, I don't know why I said Byron. Blaney ran fifth all race, sort of, just fifth.
Yeah, for him, he finished sixth, but yeah, you know, somewhere on there. My bad.
It was the Chastain Suarez show all day. Trackhouse represent.
Tyler Reddick.
Reddick, yeah, Reddick was good. Cindric was good until he got wrecked by a guy named Hand. There was a guy named Hand in the race. Didn't know that. Boris Said finished 26th. You love to see it. And overall, I did enjoy what I saw of this race. The final two laps, dude, bonkers. Loved it.
Yeah.
Somehow, AJ Allmendinger made it a race. And then, don't know how he did it, and then Chastain moved him, which is totally fair because I love AJ. AJ is my favorite driver in Xfinity, but he moved Chastain, and Chastain moved him back, and that's totally fair. All's fair in love and war, and that's that.
Yep.
How did you like Coda? Because you watched it. I did not. No, you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I was kidding. I didn't watch it. I was kidding. I didn't watch it. I have no idea. I didn't see it.
You didn't watch
the ending. The ending was good.
Oh, the ending. Okay.
I saw the end. The ending was good. I didn't see anything else. I have no idea what else happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I told you what happened to Larson. Yeah, Larson was going high in turn one and two, and Kurt Busch lost it and took it out. Larson would have finished probably 10th in that race, so would have been better than 29th for sure.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But, yeah, that is it. We are recording this as Duke versus North Carolina happens and as Cody Rhodes hopefully re-debuts in WWE. So this will be posted tomorrow, but I will get it up tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I will post it tonight, but I'll post it. It's up tomorrow. So thank y'all for listening, and hopefully it won't be another 2.5 months before we do the next one. Anything you want to say, Anthony, before we leave? You want to talk about news? Good. Is there any news you have? News corner?
Not really. News corner's kind of empty lately.
Well, with that being said, see ya.
Bye, everybody.